This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The Affordable Care Act is heading north for reasons built into the system. Some economic realities are pushing premiums up an estimated 22% for the benchmark Silver Plan next year. That Silver Plan, which is used to set federal subsidies for low-income households, will cost an average of $296 a month in 2017. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So, Todd, is Obamacare soon to be the Unaffordable Care Act?
Well, that is the key question, John. The answer is actually no, and I'll explain why. There are about 12.7 million people who are signed up for Obamacare in those exchanges, right, who get that private insurance.
Right.
But the vast majority of them, 87%, get federal subsidies to help pay part of that cost. So while the average premium price is going up, and that's bad, the vast majority of people have a lot of help with these costs. It's the people at the upper end of the income scale who are on ACA exchanges who are going to feel the bite here, but that's a relatively small amount of people. The politics of this is potentially damaging 2 weeks before an election, although I would argue not nearly as damaging as a lot of people think. But these premium prices could affect people. The thing here, John, is that the price increases are vastly different depending on which state you live in, depending on which county. So we're talking about averages that may not apply in every place for people, depending on where they get their insurance.
Is Obamacare driving this? What is the inflationary engine here that's pushing the costs up?
So there are a couple things. One is that healthcare costs, no matter where you get your insurance, go up every year. They're going up more slowly generally than they used to, like in the aughts and in the late 90s. The vast majority of us, John, still get our insurance through our employers. That's 150 million of us. And those prices are going up too, but they're going up a lot more slowly. So there is this generalized upward pressure on prices. Within Obamacare itself, really what's happening is that older and sicker people are signing up than what the law planned for. There's a thing built into the law also that gave money to insurance companies to help offset the increased cost of signing up people who are sicker because they're more expensive to cover, obviously. Those policies are starting to sunset and wear off. So insurance companies are exposed to those price increases and they're passing them on to consumers.
Does this help the repeal Obamacare argument, or does this help the reform Obamacare movement, depending on what happens after November 8th?
Well, you've seen Donald Trump out today pushing on this line that Obamacare is a disaster, and he's got a point since people are seeing premium prices go up. But here's what I'd argue. I'd go back to what we said at the beginning. We're talking about 12.7 million people out of a voter pool of about 165 million who actually get these exchanges. And the vast minority of them, John, who are exposed to the price increases because they get no subsidies. Look, if Hillary Clinton is elected president, I think that we can safely say she's not going to sign any repeal of the Affordable Care Act. That means a negotiation. What does that negotiation look like? It's going to be fascinating because it might be an opportunity, yes, for Republicans to make some dents in the Affordable Care Act. They might want looser insurance. They certainly won't agree to higher taxes, but they might want to loosen some of the insurance rules so that insurance companies can operate more freely and maybe lower some premium prices. But it might also be an opportunity for Democrats in this negotiation. What do they get out of it? Democrats say they want Medicare Part D to be able to negotiate drug prices with drug companies. Things like that could get into the negotiation too. That's probably a question for next year, and we'll have to see who's in the White House and what Congress looks like.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.